USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The body of former Congressman John Lewis is in Washington, D.C. for the final time. The late Georgia congressman will lie in state at the U.S. Capitol as a member of Congress, and the public will pay tributes to the civil rights icon. Republican Senator from South Carolina Tim Scott on Congressman Lewis.
He was certainly passionate about all civil rights, but he was very passionate about financial literacy, very passionate about having equality and opportunity, economic opportunity throughout this nation for all people. And I loved his heart. When I first became a Congress member, he was one of the first to invite me in and sat me down. And as if he could foreshadow the future, he told me not to be bitter.
Major League Baseball having emergency meetings as 14 members of the Marlins organization have tested positive for COVID-19. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot. You all know how much I love my nutritional supplements, especially silver. OptaVita Nano Silver Soul is a new patented silver technology that supports your immune system. In multiple lab tests, it destroyed dozens of dangerous pathogens within minutes. Unlike other silver products that can only kill a single pathogen cell, OptaVita Nano Silver Soul can disarm and disable dozens of pathogens before it safely leaves your body. With more than 50 U.S. patents, OptaVita Nano Silver Soul is the leader in patented silver products, and they charge 50% less than leading competitors. OptaVita Nano Silver Soul is available for your health as a liquid, a skin gel, or a throat lozenge. OptaVita Silver is so confident you'll feel the difference, they offer a 30-day return guarantee. I've arranged to have them create special bundles and discounts if they're already low prices. These deals are exclusively for my listeners. While supplies last, just use the discount code WAYNE. Call toll-free 844-5-SILVER, 844-5-SILVER. That's 844-5-SILVER, or go to patentedsilver.com.
The White House is confirming that National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien has tested positive for COVID-19. O'Brien is the highest-ranking member of the Trump administration to test positive for the virus. His recent proximity to President Trump is unclear. DHS Acting Secretary Chad Wolf is defending the Trump administration's decision to deploy federal law enforcement agents to Portland following weeks of violent protests and rioting, saying the protests in the city are different from normal criminal activity. Agreeing with him is Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton.
The president has to take action to defend federal properties and installations. He ought not have to. Of course, the federal government has to defend its own property if a local mayor will not. If he doesn't want federal officers in Portland, he ought to do his job.
Riots and looting did also take place in Los Angeles, with protesters and rioters not allowing vehicles to drive on some streets. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Regis Philbin will soon be laid to rest. Longtime co-host Kathy Lee Gifford remembers her friend on NBC's Today Show.
He was the most grateful person in the world. He never forgot where he came from. And he worked from the bottom up. He was just happy to be on a set. He was the most...
Philbin, who had a decades-long career in TV, died over the weekend at 88 years old. A classic film star has died. USA Radio Network's Wendy King reports.
Gone with the Wind and the Eras star, Olivia de Havilland, one of the last luminaries from Hollywood's golden age, has passed away in Paris at age 104. The two-time Oscar-winning actress died in her sleep at her home in Paris. She was born to British parents in Tokyo, and she was the older sister of actress Joan Fontaine, who died in 2013 at the age of 96. The two sisters had a famously contentious rivalry. In 2019, the Supreme Court rejected de Havilland's petition to review the dismissal of her lawsuit against FX for its series Feud, Bette and Joan. De Havilland sued the network, stating that Feud's showrunners used her name and image without permission or compensation. Catherine Zeta-Jones played de Havilland in the series that depicted the battle between actresses Bette Davis and Joan Crawford.
More news can be found online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.